carefully examining this mass, I could identify the swollen outlines of a ship shorn of its masts, which must have sunk bow first. This casualty certainly dated from some far-off time. To be so caked with limestone of these waters, this wreckage must have spent many a year on the ocean floor. What ship was this? Why had the Nautilus come to visit its grave? Was it something other than a maritime accident that had dragged this craft under the waters? I wasn't sure what to think, but next to me I heard Captain Nemo's voice slowly say, "Originally, this ship was christened the Marsalis. It carried 74 cannons and was launched in 1762. On August 13th, 1778, commanded by La Poipe Veretreux, it fought valiantly against the Preston. On July 4th, 1779, as a member of the squadron under Admiral D'Estaing, it assisted in the capture of the island of Grenada. On September 5th, 1781, under the Count de Grasse, it took part in the Battle of Chesapeake Bay.